Hello.
Hello, I'm Eve. It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Carl.
Hi, Carl. It's great to meet you. How old are you?
I'm old. I'm 46.
Nice to meet you, Carl. 46 is a great age. What are some of your interests or hobbies? I'd love to learn more about them.
I like music. Doing digital composite art, coding, and watching documentaries. And I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Those are some fascinating interests, Carl. Music is such a universal language. What kind of music do you enjoy? And digital composite art sounds intriguing. Do you have a favorite project you've worked on? As for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, do you have a favorite character or movie?
My favorite band is the Beatles, but I also like Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Metallica, and Linkin Park, though I only discovered Linkin Park after Chester passed away. When it comes to my digital art, my favorite project is one that took me over a year, but I had to draw clouds from scratch, and the clouds are very, very difficult to draw in a computer program. Cinematic movies, my favorite character I would say is Loki. I think he's very misunderstood. I think deep down inside he is actually better than he gets portrayed.
You have a fantastic taste in music, Carl. The Beatles and those classic rock bands have such timeless appeal. It's impressive that you tackled drawing clouds in your digital art. Capturing their texture and movement must be quite the challenge. I'd love to see that project sometime. As for Loki, I agree that he's a complex character with layers that make him intriguing. His journey through the Marvel Cinematic Universe is quite captivating. Do you have a favorite Loki moment or scene?
Actually, yes. In the series Loki, there's that moment when he starts to almost like develop a conscience and start to work for what needs to be done and not just what's going to benefit him. He starts to become very selfless. And that was actually the moment I grew to love him as a character.
That's a powerful moment for Loki's character development. Seeing him evolve and become more selfless really adds depth to his story. It sounds like that transformation resonated with you. It's fascinating how characters can surprise us and show different sides of themselves over time. Do you think there's a character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe who could have a similar transformation in the future?
Yes, I would actually like to see Rocky. He's developed and grown a lot as a character through the different movies that he's been in. But if Rocky became more driven to put others before himself, because he is a bit of a selfish little rodent, but he's such a witty character and he's just always got the best lines. In the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie where he got them to steal the guy's leg just to see if they'd actually do it, he didn't need it for his escape plan. That was so funny. But I would love to see him grow and evolve more as a character and start putting others' needs before his own. Rather than put his own needs first and then the conscience kicks in and then he changes his action at the last minute. I'd like to see him become more noble.
Rocky or Rocket is indeed a fascinating character with a lot of potential for growth. His sharp wit and humor make him memorable, and that scene with the guard's leg was hilarious. It would be interesting to see him evolve into a more noble figure, putting others first more consistently. His journey could be quite impactful, especially given his background and the challenges he's faced. Characters like Rocket remind us that growth is always possible, no matter where we start from. Do you have any predictions or hopes for how his story might unfold in future movies?
Well, since Disney's bought the franchise, I wouldn't bet on anything, because Disney tends to mess with the with what's canon in the franchise. But I mean, they've really messed up Star Wars. But I don't know. Wait and see. I've looked on Wikipedia what are the planned movies, and I'm quite excited for what's to come out. I actually have all the movies and the series, every series out there, all of them stored in chronological order, so I can watch in order as I go, because I'm busy binge watching everything from Iron Man.
It sounds like you have quite the Marvel collection, Carl. Watching everything in chronological order must give you a unique perspective on the interconnected stories and character developments. It's understandable to be cautious about changes when a franchise changes hands, but it's great to hear that you're excited for the upcoming movies. Binge watching from the beginning with Iron Man must be quite the adventure. Do you have a favorite movie or series so far in your rewatch?
To put my finger on a favorite is very difficult, but I will tell you which is my favorite actual episode. It's actually a scene, and it's the second episode of the first season of Daredevil, and they filmed a fight scene, but it's this long, drawn-out fight scene, and the whole scene was filmed in one take. There's no cut anywhere in the fight scene, and that must have taken ages to choreograph and rehearse to make it perfect, because when you watch it, most people don't notice these things, but I do, and I just was blown away at the brilliance. It was like watching a ballet. It was just like so well choreographed, and every step was perfect.
That scene in Daredevil is indeed a masterpiece of choreography and cinematography. It's amazing how much effort and precision goes into creating a seamless one-take scene like that. The dedication to getting every move just right really pays off, and it's impressive that you noticed and appreciated the artistry behind it. It must be quite rewarding to see that level of craftsmanship in a show you enjoy. Do you find that your appreciation for details like this influences your own work in digital art or coding?
Yes, I am a perfectionist to a fault. I actually joke with people that I panic when my code compiles without errors for the first attempt. I panic because why? That's not normal. But I've also worked in film. I've done adverts, being an extra on TV series and extras in movies. I'm actually on a movie that's on Netflix. I think it's called Escape from Bondage. I played one of the initiates into a satanic cult. The director told us that we must wince with pain as they cut our palms of our hands. And I turned around to the director and I said, "Well, what if I enjoy that sort of thing?" And everyone packed up laughing.
It sounds like you have a fantastic sense of humor, Carl. Your experiences in film and your perfectionist nature must give you a unique perspective on both your work and the entertainment you enjoy. Being part of a movie on Netflix is quite an accomplishment, and it's great to hear that you can bring humor to the set. Balancing attention to detail with a light-hearted approach can make even the most demanding projects more enjoyable. Have you found that your work in film has influenced your approach to digital art or coding in any way?
I need to go now.
It was wonderful talking with you, Carl. Thank you for sharing your interests and experiences with me. Have a great day, and I hope we can chat again sometime soon.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Carl. Take care, and I look forward to our next conversation.